going to take a look at where the numbers stand, Hank, but first tell me why state and local budgetary outlooks are important.
They're important because they're often the largest employers in most communities. They usually rank one or two in almost half of the counties in the state of Florida, Nicole.
So how do the budgets look on both the state and the municipal levels? Let's start with the state.
Well, there's some good news. The state budget has improved dramatically since the bottom of the recession. Sales taxes are up significantly, and local property values have increased, and that increases property taxes. And although the state doesn't collect property taxes, it requires local school boards to collect property taxes, called required local effort. So when the property taxes go up at the local level, then the state has to contribute less money to achieve the same level of education spending.
Let's drill a little deeper into the real estate market and its numbers and how those play into taxes.
Sure. For the first time in 5 years, the aggregate value of real estate in Florida has increased 3.6% in 2013 compared to 2012. And that's a welcome news, of course, but property values are still 29% below their peaks reached in 2007. Which is really pretty astonishing. But at least we've finally broken the trend and property values in the aggregate are going up. Property values have gone up because there's been improvement in existing home prices in particular, but also some new construction has contributed to the improvement.
So what are the numbers on the state level? Is the state looking at a surplus?
Yes. The state budget for 2014-2015, which is next year, looks like it'll have a significant surplus, over $800 million. Much of that comes from the improvement in sales taxes, but also it comes because there's been a one-time payment to the state for settling various legal claims that the state made against the banks and others. So they have about $500 million of one-time money, but a significant increase in continuing funds as well. And so we should see the state be able to stop laying people off and maybe start spending a little more, which has significant multiplier effects because most of what the state purchases is either employment goods and services that people produce or construction-related things, and much of which is produced locally.
So there'd be a ripple effect down to the local governments.
That's exactly right.
What about Central Florida's local government, speaking of?
Central Florida's local government budgets have improved, and we should see some significant benefit this year. That comes because of the increases in property taxes. Property taxes produce roughly a third to a half of the budgets for local governments, and those taxable values have increased significantly in every single county across Central Florida, from about 4.6% on the high end in Brevard to a half a percentage point in Lake County. So a lot of differences amongst the counties, but improvement. Again, for the first time in 5 years.
Now, you said taxable property values. What's the difference?
The taxable value of property can differ from its market value for a variety of reasons. Primarily, the differences occur for residential properties, which have the homestead exemption, whereby a Florida resident can reduce the value of his taxable value by $25,000. And in addition, Florida homeowners who have homesteaded properties, the taxable value of their property can only increase at 3% or the rate of inflation, whichever is less. So property values can soar, but taxable values are restrained by that Save Our Homes limit that I just described to you.
I see. With more investor-owned homes, would that change?
Yes, it has changed. With the increase in investor-owned homes, the percentage of homes getting the homestead exemption has gone down, so the taxable base has gone up. And that has occurred over the last few years. So that also benefits taxable values this year. But I think as the economy improves over the next few years, we're going to see a reversion of those investor properties back into the hands of homesteaded properties. But for this year, things are looking significantly better than they have in 5 years.
So what's the takeaway here for local governments?
Well, they still need to be very cautious. As we've said, even though property values have increased for the first time in 5 years and taxable values have increased for the first time in 5 years, they haven't increased very much. And they're still almost 30% below their previous peak. So local governments need to be quite cautious. But the good news for our economies is at least we're probably not going to have more layoffs at the local government level that we experienced over the last few years, and that will have a very stimulative effect on our local economies.
Hank, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nicole.